Hello, this is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Metro Research. We are conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your state and community. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. First question, just so we know, we have a variety of audience. May I ask the year of your birth? Only the year.
67.
Thank you so much. What is the highest level school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Associate.
Thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as Black American, White American, Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or some other race?
Black American.
Thank you so much. Next question. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you very much. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? You will probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Almost certain to vote.
Thank you very much. How motivated are you to vote in November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you very much. How much power do you feel your vote has to create a change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Probably about an 8.
About an 8. Okay, thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what is the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Cost of living and inflation, voting rights and democracy, crime and violence, student loan forgiveness, climate change, health care, criminal justice reform, police violence, jobs and the economy, abortion, racism and discrimination, immigration, Israel and Palestine conflict.
Abortion.
Okay. Abortion?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one?
What was the second one?
Voting rights and democracy?
Yeah, voting rights and democracy.
Okay, thank you so much. Now we'd like for you to rate your feelings about some people and some groups of people using that scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know, if you never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. Joe Biden, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Donald J. Trump, 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
0.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't know.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
10.
Okay. Thank you so much. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or will you not vote?
Probably Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in 2024 election for president, Joe Biden or Donald J. Trump?
Oh, Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided or you will not vote?
Democratic.
Thank you so much. When it comes to campaign promises that President Biden made to Black people during the election of 2020, would you say that he has kept all of his promises, most of his promises, some of his promises, a few of his promises, or none of his promises?
Some of his promises.
Okay, thank you. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or it will make no difference? Looks out for people like me. Will you support that?
Yes.
Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
More.
Much more? Okay, thank you. What about a candidate that grows the economy?
I will vote yes.
Much more?
Much more.
Thank you. What about a candidate who puts people over politics?
Much more.
Thank you. What about a candidate who wants to build black wealth?
Much more.
Thank you. What about a candidate that secures border?
What was that?
Secures the border between U.S. and Mexico?
Much more.
Okay. What about a candidate that brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
Much, much more.
Thank you. What about a candidate that defends democracy?
Much more.
Thank you so much. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. It's honest and ethical, 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. It's too woke, 0 to 10.
To what?
Woke.
10.
Thank you. It's effective and gets things done.
Somewhat.
0 to 10, any number.
Oh, 5.
5, okay. Wants to build black wealth, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Protects abortion rights, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
5.
5. Fights racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done. Next, I'm going to read to you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. As a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available. As the unemployment rate for black Americans like me is at a historically low level under Democratic leadership, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. As a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. As a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. As a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress capped prices for people like me with a month's supply of insulin for seniors, now $35, and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 per year. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read to you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select up to 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact in your life personally. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Sent out 1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Invested in black small businesses, ownership, and entrepreneurship. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for black Americans. Lowered the costs of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, or none of the above?
All of the above.
All of the above, okay.
Yes.
And if you had to select your top three, can I mark the first three?
What was the third one?
Invest $7 billion in affordable housing.
Oh, yes. You can cap it first.
Okay. Thank you so much. Sometimes in service, like these people change their minds and sometimes they don't. Once again, in the 2024 election for Congress, we're held today. For whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided or you will not vote?
Democratic.
Thank you so much. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? First one, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Or two, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty.
One.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, 5 means it's neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means it's not convincing at all. We need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community, but Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress pass historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist black owners. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lower health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families, millions of black families. As a result of over 2.7 million more black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023.
10.
Thank you. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress wants to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor. Will pass a national protection on abortion.
10.
Thank you. After MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that will enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country.
Yeah.
Thank you. We all deserve access to good paying jobs and the chance to succeed, but Republicans pass a law that raises taxes on middle class. At the same time, they are giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers of new good-paying jobs, encouraging record growth in black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap. Thank you. We just have a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in November 2024 for from 0 to 10? 0 means that you're not at all motivated, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community on a scale from 0 to 10?
About an 8.
About an 8, okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in the course of a survey, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or Republican candidate? Are you undecided or you will not vote?
Democratic.
Thank you. Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. 5 means it describes them somewhat well. And 0 means it does not describe them well at all.
10.
Thank you. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Very, or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time.
Full-time. Thank you. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not?
20 what?
2020.
Oh, Joe Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that's back in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
58,000.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Once a week.
Thank you so much. You have a good one. Thank you for your time.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. She sounded fine.